Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Daniel Drazen is an award-winning documentary filmmaker and has been a photographer and a media producer for more than six decades. Since the early 1990s, as featured in his documentary Calling Earth, Daniel has been actively investigating the field of afterlife communication through traditional mental and physical mediumship, as well as modern electronics. He lives in the San Francisco Bay Area, and his brand new book is A Science of the Afterlife, Space, Time, and the Consciousness Code. Daniel Drazen, welcome to Coast AM. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Richard. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
I want to start off with John Keel. You were colleagues, and I had heard this story about John Keel, and people who are familiar with this, perhaps one of the world's most influential ufologists, journalists, paranormal researcher. I'd heard this story years ago, but I had no idea until you and I met several months ago and talked about it, that you were also involved in this remarkable paranormal supernatural incident. So first of all, just maybe begin by telling us how you connected initially with John Keel, and then we'll get into this remarkable incident.
Okay, well, this was back in the mid-1960s. I was living in New York City at the time, and I found myself one day up at a place called the Cloisters, which is a beautiful museum of medieval art that's located on the Upper West Side overlooking the Hudson River. And as I was up there, I noticed a funny, looking out over the river towards the Palisades of New Jersey, I noticed a kind of a funny looking flying object that was flying in a northerly direction. And having been a student pilot at the time, this object attracted my attention, and particularly attracted my attention when it stopped and reversed its direction instantaneously. That was, I suppose, what my very first actual UFO sighting. I had been interested in the subject for many years, but this had been my first actual experience of seeing something that an aerial object that I could not explain. So I mentioned it to a friend of mine who said, oh, there's this writer, John Keel, who's giving a talk tomorrow. Why don't you go to his talk and discuss your sighting with him? So I did, and long story short, we became friends. He at the time was investigating, had just begun to investigate the phenomena that were going on in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
The Mothman, right?
The Mothman, primarily the Mothman, but also a variety of other fascinating and sometimes disturbing phenomena. Anyway, I accompanied John on four of his trips to Point Pleasant, met quite a number of witnesses there who had seen the Mothman and the other phenomena, which included UFOs that flew over the town and up and down the river. That's Point Pleasant. Point Pleasant is located right on the Ohio River, where the Ohio and the Kanawha Rivers come together. At the time, the two states were connected by a bridge that had been built in the 1920s. It was called the Silver Bridge because it was at that time a novel, very lightweight aluminum construction, and it was in a way Point Pleasant's main source of economic support, because the bridge came right over the river, right into the downtown business district of Point Pleasant. So it was a sort of a major feature of the town. So it was kind of a crossroads of that part of the country. Anyway, people there had been reporting seeing this quite startling creature there for a period of time, notably to adolescent couples who were out canoodling one night in one of their automobiles out in a forested area. And when they heard a disturbance around them, they turned their headlights on. And lo and behold, there was this 7 or 8 foot tall creature with big glowing red eyes and wings that levitated off the ground. It startled these kids. They put the car in gear and skedaddled, went down the main highway. This creature followed them, hovering, flying over their car. And as they approached the lights of the town, the creature sort of peeled off and disappeared. So they reported this terrifying incident to the local sheriff's department, which it turns out had received quite a number of other reports of sightings of this creature. Nobody knew what it was, where it was from. It was missing from the annals of cryptozoology as far as anyone knew. It was quite a unique kind of creature. It wasn't a Bigfoot or anything like that. So anyway, long story short, dozens of people saw this creature. I spoke to a private pilot at an airport across the river in Ohio who had seen this thing in flight. And he says, well, oh, at first I thought it was some kind of a small airplane, and I got closer to it, and my God, it was this flying critter. And you know, this guy's salt of the earth, you know, local private pilot. He didn't impress me as making the story up. So while I did not myself see this creature, I certainly have no doubt that it existed. People had very strong emotional responses to encountering it, sometimes in broad daylight. Actually, at all hours of the day and night in that general area. Now, when I say that general area, I'm talking about the Ohio River area, mostly north of the town of Point Pleasant, which actually has a history of paranormal phenomena going back at least into the last century. There were tales about a Native American chief called Chief Cornstalk having put a curse of some kind on the land.
Right,
and
right.
People believe that this was, you know, partly the cause of some of these phenomena. Now, not only was the Mothman seen, but as you probably know, a number of individuals were witnesses to the so-called Men in Black. And
yes,
these were what I guess ufologists would consider the classic Men in Black. They were kind of a swarthy complexion, dressed in dark business suits, and they would often show up driving vintage automobiles from maybe 20, 30 years in the past, and looking brand new, as if they'd just come off the assembly line. And they would either subtly or very directly threaten people to not talk about their experiences.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And I never personally witnessed them, but I spoke to a number of people who had. One of them was one of the kids who had first sighted the Mothman in that on that terrifying evening. She and her boyfriend eventually married, and they had a young child. And one day, these men in black showed up in a vintage Buick limousine. With carrying an old sort of 1940s vintage press camera and offering to photograph their child. And this is something that John Keel had run into in the past, an utterly bizarre kind of situation. These strange guys were sent away and they never came back. They never made good on any sort of threats. So, what are these things about? A question that I ask about a lot of paranormal phenomena or so-called paranormal phenomena, including the whole question of an afterlife, is this really paranormal? Do these things go on much more frequently? Do people have these experiences much more frequently than we give them credit for? Is our social norms really responsible for the definition paranormal, right, or supernatural? When we say supernatural, what are the limits of nature? We think something is supernatural. We're sort of arbitrarily putting limits on nature. Maybe the whole thing is natural. So this gets into some of what I get into in my book about language.
Right. But I just wanted to get to the incident. It was I believe just before or just after the collapse of the Silver Bridge, and you're in New York with John Keel, and right, he receives a visitor.
Right. Okay. Let me just go back a little bit. On our last trip to Point Pleasant prior to this particular day, John was given a sort of a prophecy by a psychic woman in the town, and it was to the effect that she said that there will be a disaster on the river the night that President Johnson lights the White House Christmas tree. So on that particular night, in December of 1967, John and I were back in New York. I was at my home, he was at his, and we agreed that I would come up to his place. We'd turn on the TV, watch the news reports, and see if anything happened on the Ohio River. So I go up to John's place. And he lets me in, and he introduces me to a friend of his, a guy named Joe, who has been an old, old friend of John's. But John hadn't seen him in years and had sort of lost contact with him. And yet Joe appeared at John's door on this very interesting and unusual evening. So I met Joe, a big guy. I'm about 6'1". He's at least 6'2". Strong guy, dark hair, mustache. Looks as if he was in his 40s, late 40s.
You shook his hand.
I shook his hand, and the thing about it was one of the strongest handshakes I've ever experienced. The guy was really strong. And anyway, we chatted for a while. We turned the TV on. There was no news. So John and Joe went out to dinner, and they actually went to a UFO conference that was held in Manhattan that evening. I went back home. Got home, turned my TV on. Just at that moment, the network feed was interrupted with the news from Point Pleasant that the Silver Bridge had collapsed into the Ohio River in the middle of, this is the Christmas season rush hour traffic. It was a huge tragedy. There wasn't anyone in the town who didn't know someone who was killed in that collapse.
Right. Right.
And so that, you know, that's a, you know, a part of the Mothman story that everyone seems to know. It was featured in the Richard Gere movie, which is a very, very loose adaptation of the story. But the interesting thing was that I didn't think much more of this fellow Joe that I met until John found out a couple of years later that Joe had been dead for 2 years. When we met
prior to your meeting, Joe.
Yes, yes. Following that meeting, Joe was untraceable. John tried to reach him. His phone was disconnected and so on. And the only way he found out about this was a couple of years later, he happened to be in Macy's department store and ran into Joe's wife. And he said, oh, hi, you know, how's Joe? I saw him 2 years ago. I haven't been able to find him. And she said, oh, you know, don't mess with me, John. Joe's been dead for 5 years.
Oh, wow. That gets me every time.
And so on. So, you know, he died in my presence, and I went to his funeral and all that, of course.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.